Hi, this is Athlon Dave, and this is the Running in the Center of the Universe podcast number 48. And it is the week of Friday, January 30th, 2009. And today I'm doing my first training run since the 50K race. I took a whole week off from running just to let my body heal, recover, and just to show myself that I'm not daily addicted to it. Although it sure feels good to be out here today. I'm doing a big 4 mile loop. I'm just over 2 miles in, well, 2.5 miles into it. And I'm a little underdressed. Temperatures are about 40 degrees Fahrenheit, and I just got a short sleeve shirt and my arm warmers. I wanted to try those out without anything over them. My arms are plenty warm, but probably should have wore two, like a base layer and then another layer. My legs are fine, I'm in shorts. I'm experiencing a little bit of pain in my left arch. It's not enough to stop. I'm just taking it real easy, and I'll do some home remedies on that when I get home. Ice it, take some anti-inflammatories. Only problem is, because I'm jumping right back into a heavy training schedule that I'm obviously going to have to modify. So gives my arse some time to strengthen instead of just constantly running on it. I mean, the pain I'm experiencing now, if it wasn't to get any worse, I could keep running on that, because it's on a scale of 1 to 10, it's like a 2. So, funny thing about that is I didn't feel it at all after the ultra. I started feeling it a week later. I ran the race on a Saturday morning, the 17th, and didn't even run the following weekend or all during the week. And it's the week of January 30th, but today's actually January 26th, Monday. So it just kind of started hurting the last couple days, which I don't quite understand, because I would think if I agitated my arch, I guess it's plantar fasciitis, I thought I would feel that a couple days after the race. But anyway, I've been through this before. It's exactly what I felt when I first started getting it. I guess it was probably at the beginning of the Patrick Henry training team program last spring of 08. So I'll get through it. I'm not too worried about it. At least it's not an impact injury, which requires total rest. So, anyway, what happened the night I got home after running that 50K was that we had an incident. Hey, how's it going? We had an incident with our new dog, and he bit my daughter in the face and got a little aggressive, and it was a real shame, because I had just run with them a couple days before the 50K and really liked it. But that was the third of three incidents that escalated, and as a result, my daughter kind of freaked out. We did too, and anyway, we returned him to the rescue group that we got him from, which was kind of heartbreaking. But I didn't know what else to do. And couldn't have the dog and my kid in the same room. Anyway, he'll find a home where there's probably no kids. And it's, hey, how you doing? It's kind of a long story, but what's done is done, and we can't change our minds at this point. So we are now back to one dog, and we will probably take a lot more care, probably have to spend more money to get another dog that's more suitable. Anyway, so that Saturday night is when it happened after I got home. So I never really had any time to reflect on running that ultra marathon because it, you know, the dog can really upset everybody to the point of what I had done that day was of little consequence, because here we were having to deal with this, finding a new home for the dog. So here I am out for my training run and had a chance to think about it a little bit, and I'm actually pretty impressed with myself. I know that sounds awful, but you know, set out to do it. And of course, after you do one, regardless of your time, you start scouring the internet for all kinds of other things. And I know I haven't signed up for any more 50Ks, but I did sign up for the Sterling Gym 40 miler because registration opened. And like the email I got said they're only allowing 50 runners. So it's a very small race, which is really my style. I like small races. Anyway, so they do it by the regular mail, so I printed it off, sent in my check. I think it was only $25, $35, $55. Very inexpensive. The real cost for me is gonna be driving out there, which is 8 to 9 hours on the road. But hey, if I'm healthy when mid-April comes around and I've done my training, I think it's a great way to commemorate my 40th birthday by running a race of 40. I think it's like 41 something. 41 miles. So that's my plan. I talked about it before, and but now I've actually registered, which is, you know, it's kind of like when I signed up to run the 50K, is you look forward to the day, and when the day comes, you don't want to do it because it's so hard. But actually, my arch doesn't even hurt now. It's funny how it hurt today when I was walking at work, but it doesn't hurt when I'm running. Very weird. And I've signed up for a couple other marathons between now and May to use them as training runs. And that's not to diminish the effort. It's just that for that distance, I will work on taking in solid food. And my goal at the end of the 26.2 is actually feel like I can keep going, because I will need to. So that's the goal, is not to deplete myself for the end of 26.2, but to prepare myself for the ultra part afterwards. So in order to do that, I signed up for the Lower Potomac River Marathon March 8th and the Charlottesville Marathon April 18th. Now, the April 18th Charlottesville, the second one's in Virginia, the first one I mentioned's in Maryland on the Eastern Shore. Should be a nice flat course out on the peninsula. I'll try to put links in the show notes to those races in case anybody's interested in looking at it. Now the April 18th race could very well turn that into the half marathon, depending on how I feel. And the reason for that is just a couple weeks out of the 41 miler. And but taper distances are a lot different for a race of over a marathon. So signed up for the full. That's just in case it's one of those days where I do it. But I can always just run the half course and not worry about my time and just dump that. Oh man, busy spring. Busy. And I have registered for those races, so I'm just serious about it. I'm not just talking a bunch of smack. And I'm gonna actually do a 30 or 31 adventure urban run to train probably late February. Might have to adjust that because I'm on call for work, which I've got to switch anyway for the so I can go to that Lower Potomac River Marathon. But that's going to be a point to point from Ashland through City of Richmond to the county south of the river where my folks live. And that's literally just going to be a day. It's like hours run. So that'll probably take, you know, 7-8 hours to do that. And probably just do one of those. I don't know if my body can handle much more. Now, I've done some more reading, and I have to, it slips me at the moment, the person that does the run 25 minutes, power walk 5 minutes, but that's a technique I'm going to try for the next time I do a real, real long run, training run, is run 25, walk 5, run 25, walk 5, and see how that works for me. I guess it will. I kind of want to try it to see how I feel at about 20 miles. Oh, so got lots going on, and I applied and was accepted at the bronze level for Marathon Maniacs, which is totally crazy. That's because I did 3 marathons in 3 months, and that's the lowest level. But once you're in, and you just pay your dues every year, relatively inexpensive. And they got some pretty cool gear, and if you've done any marathons, then you probably have seen people at races with their, like a singlet. It's a yellow singlet, because I don't wear singlets without a shirt underneath, because nobody needs to see all that of me. But anyway, it's a pretty cool one. I'll talk more about that in future shows. I'm kind of a newbie in there, and I don't really I don't feel like going into it that much right now, because I'm not totally familiar with everything. So, all right, we are getting close. 3.77. Another lap around the track. I'll be done. When I first came out this afternoon to do my training run, it felt so liberating. I hadn't run since the 17th, over a week. And that was on the trail, which was in brutal conditions, 0 degrees Fahrenheit at the start, or negative. And since it was a trail race, it's very hard to get into a rhythm like I am today, where I can just keep the same pace, just shuffle along, you know, running just at a 10-minute pace, 10-minute mile. And it feels so good to get out here and do that. So I don't really think I'm destined for trail running. It's just that's where those long distances usually end up being, because it's just too much logistics to put on real long races on roadways where runners won't be as safe. Although if you have a small race, you could probably do it. Anyway, feels good to get out here. I'm gonna wrap up this run, get my foot iced, put on some more clothes because I'm freezing. And I think my wife has got a fire in the fireplace when I get home, so she's bringing in wood. I was getting ready to go out for my run. And I have managed to find a piece of foam to put over top of my recorder, over the microphone piece. So I'm curious to see if that gets some of the wind noise down. We'll find out. All right. Well, you're done. 4 miles. And 40:37. Not bad. The problem is I'm about a quarter mile from my house. I'm gonna just walk it in, kinda power. You know what? I'm actually gonna power walk it in and keep the clock going. Why not? Gotta train my body to do some of this power walking anyway. Alright. Oh, that feels much better. Alright, here's a little clip
with me and Tom, when we ran together, we did a 10-mile training run before we went out and did the 50K race. And he talked about a race he did up in Erie, Pennsylvania. So here's a clip of that. Hope you like it.
It was a New Year's resolution run in Erie, Pennsylvania. And it's up near, it's right on the lake, Presque Isle. But it's about an hour drive on a good day from my in-laws' house. Well, we got up, it was 0 degrees at their house.
Fahrenheit.
Yeah. We had gotten about 6 inches of snow.
Oh my gosh.
And so we ended up leaving like almost an hour and 45 minutes for an hour drive early. And good thing we did because the roads were terrible. And on the way up there, we drove, kept watching the temperature, and it was 0, -1, -2. We got down to -5.
On the car?
In the car.
Gosh, mine just says ice and doesn't, I don't think it goes below 32.
We were wondering if ours would go below 0, but it did. And so we make the way out there. The beginning part of the trip, the roads were terrible. Once we got to the kind of the main highway, it was okay. So we get there to the race, and
the other people showed up.
Yeah. And in fact, we're driving into Presque Isle State Park, and we get about a mile into the park, and they got cones up and say, you know, runners, be careful, runners in this lane. So we're driving in the park, and all of a sudden I see the car in front of me move into the runner's lane. I mean, you know, the lane they had blocked off. I'm like, why is he over there? And as soon as I said that, my car just slid over into that lane. I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to the lake. But luckily I stopped. But the whole course was nothing but ice.
Wow.
It was 5-mile ice.
And people showed up to run it.
Yeah, it was 200 and some people ran a 5-mile. But I see all these runners putting on these jack cones. Have you heard of those?
For the shoes?
Yeah.
Are they those spiral?
Yeah. Almost like a spring.
Yeah.
If it's over your shoe, I was like, I don't have that. You know, what am I going to do? And basically,
they're in the know.
Yeah.
True Northerners.
Basically, my first mile was really slow because I kind of got stuck behind the walkers and it was really icy because the first mile was basically where all the cars have been driving. And then once that passed, I just got over in the berm. It was like running in a couple inches of snow. But at least you had some track.
Yeah.
And that was a fun race, but it was crazy. It was 12 degrees, I think, when we started the race.
That's crazy.
So it warmed up a little bit.
I'm surprised. Well, I shouldn't be surprised that many people showed up. In Virginia, I think you'd have a lot of people just bag that. But up there, that's people can handle that weather, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I bumped into this guy from the, he had a Checkers running shirt on. That's the big running club up in Buffalo. He said, oh yeah, this is a normal Saturday for us.
Now, is Erie right there on the lake?
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, I got a video of Jill Cook. If I can figure out how to...
Is it digital?
Yeah. If I can figure out how to get it on my computer, I'll email it to you. Put it on Runcast, maybe.
Yeah, and then I can embed it on my site.
Yeah.
If you upload it to them, you can then just embed it.
Okay.
And that guy's got a pretty interesting site.
Yeah.
I don't know how he's got so much disk space.
Yeah, so anyway, I finished like 9th in my age group or something.
That was
like
not bad. What was your, for 5 miles, what was your time?
Just over 42. I can't even remember that.
Man, that's pretty good for running in snow. I'll probably end up slowing you down at the trail race next week.
Oh, that's perfect. That's, I think with the 32 miles or whatever it is, it's just a matter of getting there.
Sounds like you had a good time at the race.
Yeah, and then as soon as we got in the race, we ate lunch with Jill's brother who lives in the area, and then drove 450 miles back.
Did the kids have a kids run?
Yeah. Yeah, luckily they had a building open with a big fire going in it. So the kids, my wife and the kids kind of watched me start. Then they went back in the building. And I think they came out about 40 minutes. And watched me finish.
Must be nice to have good family support. Well, that's a dig to my wife, Monica. Hope she doesn't listen to this.
Yeah, I did. Thank you, because we had to get up early and make that drive. But it was a nice race. And, you know, if I'm up there next year, I'll probably try to do it. They put they're a small running community, but they put on some really quality races. Deary Road Runners. I run the Turkey Trot. And I think I made up my mind to run the Erie Marathon.
Oh, really?
Which is in September.
Oh, wow.
And that'll give me knock off Pennsylvania for my
for your states. Now, after you get 10 states, can you join that club?
Yeah, I think that's the way it works. You get 10, you apply, and then they kind of keep track of you.
And, how many states do you have now?
I think 6 or 7.
Oh, man. So, that's awesome.
No, okay. In Massachusetts next year.
That's right. And this year. This or is it going to be? Oh, you going to do it this year?
Yeah, I'm excited for that. And I think in Erie, that'll bring me up, I think, to 9.
Yeah. Oh, is that a deer? Squirrel? I'll see. Low battery, I think I'm a grown. All right.
Well, thanks, Tom, for running with me on that day, or I guess I was running with you. It was nice hearing about that race, and it was kind of funny that I didn't even realize this until after I listened to the clip there when I was editing the show, that when we were talking about the temperature that morning, I was a little bit foreshadowing to the temperature that we were going to be running in when we did the 50K, and here I thought that was pretty unbelievable temperatures to run, and then we ended up doing it again, so I guess that was kind of funny. And anyway, Tom, sounds like you had a good time up there. You already had some practice for running in those temperatures. So, all right, well, let's get to the email bag the section of the show. The email bag's a little light this week, but I would like to share a couple comments on the from the site. Just remember, if you do want to send an email, you can at ashlanddave@gmail.com. That's the email that I use for the show, and you can also leave a comment on the site, which is ashlanddave.podbean.com, and of course you can also leave some more feedback at iTunes, which is pretty cool. Also, you can, I think they call it a review. Anyway, I've gotten some real nice things over the last 11 months, so appreciate that. So please don't hesitate to leave a comment if you feel like commenting on the show. I got two emails from Jamie, and she has a blog at runnerforgood.blogspot.com, which is a pretty cool blog. She's run several marathons. She's run one in Rome, Paris, New York, Dallas, the Marine Corps, Disney, and that's getting around pretty good. And very passionate about life. She's got a new blog, and I've checked it out. It's pretty cool. Obviously, a very good runner. I think she's from the Florida area, Sarasota area of Florida. So, Jamie, thanks a lot for leaving the comment. She was thanking me for the great podcast, so I definitely like the way you describe it. And she sent along her congratulations on the ultra. So, Jamie, appreciate you listening to the show. Even more so for taking the time to send me your thoughts about the show, and look forward to hearing back from you. Got another one from Tom, and might as well just, I guess I should almost name Tom as a co-host of the podcast. He's always on it. Tom and I ran the 50K race together, and I think I did see Tom at one of the aid stations pulling some nails out of his pocket and chewing on them. A pretty tough dude. He didn't complain at all about anything the whole day, and we were out there the whole day, over 7 hours running. So, Tom, thanks for leaving the thanks for the email, and more importantly, thanks a lot for for being out there that day and helping me get through, because I certainly needed your help. So that was pretty light this week, just a couple emails. Last week I got slammed, or was it the week before? I got so many different messages after the 50K, but this week was pretty light. So feel free to leave me, send me your thoughts about the show, and let me know what you're up to. If you have a blog or something, I'll be happy to promote it and highlight it. And for Jamie's blog, I will put that a link to that in the show notes, so make sure you check that out. So this is Ashland Dave, and I'm running in the center of the universe, and I'll be back next week with another episode of exciting stuff, of course. And I'm reminding you to run to the finish and keep on running. Y'all have a good week.